Today's devotional comes from Matthew 22, 39, but let's start from verse 37. Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself." In Matthew 22, Jesus reveals the greatest commandments. The first is to love God, and the second is to love others as we love ourselves. In these verses, Jesus highlights three types of relationships that we have: one with God, one with others, and the one we have with ourselves. These relationships are all interconnected, and the function of one greatly impacts the others, for better or for worse. In Christian culture, the relationship we have with God and the ones we have with others can have a tendency to be held in high regard, while the relationship to self can be easily neglected. Sometimes, it can even be seen as a badge of honor to beat ourselves up and put ourselves down. But whatever the reasoning may be, however noble our intentions, it does not bring glory to God. Yes, Jesus desires for us to deny ourselves, absolutely, but not by walking in any type of self-hatred and abuse. His heart is for us to say yes to his agenda and his way of doing things. Now, we cannot sustainably love and honor God and others if we continually drop the ball on how we love and honor ourselves. If a house is divided against itself, that house cannot stand. Mark 3:25. God has given us a standard on how we are to treat ourselves based on how he values us and loves us. Isaiah 64:8. Yet you, Lord, are our Father. We are the clay, you are the potter. We are the work of your hand. We are God's masterpiece, and if there's any confusion about how he sees us, he sent his Son to clear that up. God gave us the playbook on what his intentions are in John 3:17. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him. His course of action isn't to accuse or to condemn, but to show compassion and to save. Hebrews 4:15 and 16 describe Jesus as our high priest who sees us and has empathy for us, even in our weakness. The passage reveals that even in our lowest points, we are to be confident because we are not shut out or disqualified to go to God and receive his grace. If the God of the universe is willing to show us so much compassion, we should show ourselves that same compassion. And just as we would sacrifice and love others, we can also be a space of love for ourselves. I challenge you today to choose to treat yourself the way God treats you. You are a light to the world. But when you neglect to love yourself, you diminish that light. Instead, choose to reflect the Father's unconditional love toward yourself. You are worthy of the grace and kindness you show to others. God has qualified you, so choose to submit to his way and embody it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Giving Light Devotional Podcast. If you would like to access more resources on this topic, make sure you check out our free resource page where we have questions, activations, and a fine selection of music for your devotional journey. Thank you for making us a part of your devotional time. As always, stay hungry and keep seeking.